Hi, it's Deanne. And welcome back again to the second hour of the Deanne Burley Show live here on RBN during the week, Monday through Friday, from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. You'll find me on Truth Radio. I'm also simulcasting this broadcast on RBN and on Truth Radio, in your face radio broadcast coming out of Argentina. It's going to be simulcast every time my program airs, which is wonderful, and I thank my people there. They're in South America and that are doing this, because this is wonderful. We're adding on, increasing the levels, because what I do is I'm bringing more people to RBN and I'm bringing more people to Truth Radio by doing this, because the thing is, we in Indie Radio need to self-support each other, because if we don't, then they will down us like they can. Because what's happening, folks, is eventually this high-definition radio is going to take on to a new trend on the Indies broadcast. So this is a reason, another reason why they want us off the air, because they're going to flood us with those people that are over there in the mainstream and then soften the touch of what we're doing here as far as reporting the truth and evidence of things like September 11th, Oklahoma City, Waco, and all these other nightmares that have befallen us here in the state. Now, I'm going to change the theme of this broadcast from the one earlier. But again, keep in mind, what I'm talking to you about here still connects, and we still need to stop this hate crime bill because of the fact and the effect that's going to happen with the situation with prisoners. Now, there was a gentleman that wrote to me that's in prison currently. He's in Alabama. Again, if you need to mail me something or contact me, 450 Rogers Street, and that's in Downers Grove, Illinois, 60505. Deanne, D apostrophe A N N E B is the boy, U R L E Y, and again, 450 Rogers Street in Downers Grove, Illinois, 60515 is my writing address. And folks, if you can make a contribution to this broadcast, you can do it by PayPal, and that you can also send to that address. And PayPal, just use my email, which is D as in David, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, dot, B as in boy, U as in under, R as in Robert, L as in love, E as in Edward, Y as in your, at gmail.com. Now, I'm going to stop here and go right into this thing about prisons. Now, as a former deputy clerk of a circuit court, I worked traffic, I worked criminal, I worked divorce, and I saw things. I worked at one of the largest law firms in the Chicagoland area as a paralegal in litigation dealing with conflict of interest going back to the 70s. And going current, I worked for a lawyer that was a divorce attorney. In fact, I worked for a couple. And he was also one that was involved with setting up the arbitration system for the courts. Now, I'm going to talk to you about something that is very bad out here with the criminalization of people. For one, evidence gathering. The situation that happens to people when they become a person that is chosen to be the person or perpetrator of a crime. Sometimes they do catch the right criminal. Sometimes they don't. Now, the thing is that once they do catch a criminal, what do they do? We're going to talk about that, the ins and outs of the court system, when we return here. Because this is another reason why I'm angry. And we're going to talk about it because you need to know the facts. We'll be back. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this break.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
And it's Deanne here live on RBN. Callers, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I want to hear from you with your comments. If you can, email me, call me. I want to know you're out there. Because the bottom line is we need to connect. You need to be able to connect directly to media, and I'm offering that up to you. This is a hands-on broadcast. It's not like calling some of these other programs, and you get through to numbers and numbers of answering machines and everything else, and nobody contacts you back, and nobody really shows a care. I actually do. I contact my listeners. I talk to them in depth, and I also investigate cases more than anyone else. So please give me a call and let me know you're out there and let's connect. Now in Chicago coming up on May 11th, that's the date that's set. Chicagoans, they're listening to this broadcast and those neighboring, we're going to have a big meeting down in the Grant Park area where they have Millennium Park about 9/11. Well, I talked to a gentleman, and he is putting this together, and I'm going to be there, and I'm going to speak and talk about the facts that I knew about 9/11, and I'm going to also lend to them the people that have been on my broadcast to come out when we have further meetings. So we want to meet with you in Chicago, so please come to that event. Call me at 630-812-0171. 630-812-0171. We're going to talk, meet, and set this up because the whole issue is we need to come together on this to find out the real facts. It's not a situation of conspiracy. too many prominent people, too many people that worked in the government. I'm a former government employee. I never talked to you about my background, but I will discuss that here. Because the thing is that you need to know that what you're listening to is a live forensic journal, something that does not hardly exist these days. But the thing is, what we're trying to do is get the facts and not the fiction of the situation of Oklahoma City, Waco, the thing that happened down in New Orleans, the cases of all these people that have died, and what has been happening in the judicial system. As a former deputy clerk of a circuit court and working in the various law offices of some of the largest law firms this nation has, I've seen many, many things. I, in fact, was working in the law firm that was involved with the Gray Lord scandal and knew from inside out what I was seeing and knowing that it was proper and just then to use clout and things of that nature to get certain cases pulled. I saw things in regards to minorities trying to work in the judicial system and working in law firms being denied to go in and access these law firms, not only being African-American, but being of other ethnicities, because the law firms that were in a situation of knowing that once you're in the court system, that there were only certain people allowed to push law. And those people were the ones that won those cases. And those people had clout. So if you understand the clout system, you understand how the judicial process works, because it has to change very little since those days. Now, let's go to the prison issue. Now, during the time of September 11th, I saw something was going on with the trucking scandal in Chicago. In fact, our U.S. attorney went after the former Governor George Ryan in regards to using his position as the Secretary of State to reroute and give license to people that were taking application for trucks that did not deserve it, that were either aliens or did not have, you know, these measures to get in. Now, the reason they targeted him because they said that he was using those offices and getting people through means of campaign funds illegally. So he was indicted and sentenced, and I'm not sure what time or what kind of situation he got. But one of the things that George Ryan did do, he championed the cause to release people that were on death row in various places that were locked up in prison that were there, some of them unjust, because they did not have due process of law. These people didn't even have DNA evidence to support their arrest. One of the biggest cases was the Alonzo Cruz case that happened in regards to the murder of Janine McCarricrow. She was a young girl that was living in the area of Naperville. It was like between Fox Valley, Aurora, Naperville area off of Eola Road. And she, at the age, I think she was like either 11 or 12, was at home by herself. And then somebody came to the door, and they dragged her out of her home, raped her repeatedly in the pond, and murdered her horrendously. Now, Alonzo Cruz and another Hispanic gentleman were the ones that were locked up for a number of years and charged with that crime. But later on, they found out through evidence from a serial killer, Brian Dugan, that they did not do it. Brian Dugan did it. Now, the reason why this case came to head was because of a situation of alleged corruption that was going on with the people that were as state's attorneys in DuPage County and the people that were involved with investigating the case. There were payoffs, bribes. There was things mentioned that they used hate groups to try to kill Alonzo Cruz and various people that were inside the jailhouse to cover up the corruption that they had done in that court. Now, the reason why I'm saying these things to you is because Alonzo Cruz was Hispanic and so was this other gentleman. So they were set up. So why is it that these people are still sitting in office that were involved with setting them up in the first place? Why are they not deposed and removed? They did something that was illegal. And based on the fact they did this, this gentleman was locked up, I think, for 8 years, John. 8 years he was in jail. along with this other Hispanic gentleman. And the thing was, Brian Dugan had left a trail of corpses in that area, and they never looked at the fact that he was serial killing and killing young children. And I had a fact I had given to one of the attorneys that Alonzo Cruz's mother lived less than a half mile away from the Materico house. She was working at Jewel Food Stores off of New York Street. Now, the thing is, as me as a layperson, this formerly working in corporate, I had a background in my family to investigate things. The police didn't investigate that. So then what happened? The case was botched. The guy ended up locked up in jail, was finally released, and that case is coming back again. Now, there are countless numbers of cases that they have blotched up because of the fact that they did not have proper DNA evidence, that during that time there was no DNA evidence, which they have currently. They had situations where people sat and rotted in jail that did not have the $5,000, $15,000, or $50,000 amount to pay a lawyer to investigate their crime. Because they didn't have that. They sat in court and rotted, and then when they got a hearing, they went before a judge that was that appointed them counsel, and the counsel, once it's working for the judicial system, how do you think that's going to be fair? They already got their paycheck, so why should they worry about your case in the same level as you getting a professional lawyer? They're not going to go out and investigate the way a professional lawyer will with having a dollar amount to get forensic evidence, expert witnesses, and all these things. The court system appoints someone there to stand before you because they give you a little peace of mind of a little right. Now, how many people are sitting in jail right now? How many people are sitting in jail right now that didn't do the crime that they were told and stated that they committed? Some of these people had done crimes that got a huge amount of time, but then you have other individuals out there that get no time. There was a guy that killed his girlfriend. It was on one of the legal programs. He basically cut this woman up because he was on drugs and she was fighting with him because she was cheating at playing Monopoly. And so that guy got, I think, like 10 or 11 years in jail. And then there's been crimes against women, and the people basically have walked. There is no rhyme or reason to the rule of law and how they decide to dispose of these cases and also give people time in jail. There are people that have been executed. I remember there was a guy that my dad was working on about maybe 1950-60 era, and he was writing letters, which I kept had copies of because my dad had a huge archive on everyone and everything. And the thing was, the guy did not commit the crime. He sat in there in jail from the 1950s. My dad was investigating it up until the death, his death in 62. And then, anyway, just within the last 10 years, that guy was released because the DNA evidence proved he did not commit the crime. So now you take that issue and you have these people impacted in the court system. Right now, the courts are swelling up to 300 people per hour. Out here, that's how it is, a rotation of hour, 300 people in the court. Most of it's traffic, most of it's misdemeanor, and there are other cases that are, white-collar crimes, but it's like 300 an hour in a courtroom. Now, do you think that the judge, I'm just alluding and saying, that this is a possibility? Would you, as a judge, if you became that, just think yourself. Well, if you sat there and you had 300 cases per hour, would you have the time to read every one of the cases thoroughly and be able to review every matter on that case thoroughly, you yourself only, with a law clerk? Do you think that actually some of these cases might be blotched? We're going to talk about this, and John, I want your opinion when we come back, and callers, 800-313-9443, because when we come back, I'm going to talk about the prison riots that are going on now. When we return, 800-313-9443. Everybody's looking for something. Sweet dreams are made of me.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane, Lenny Bruce,
and RBN. Callers, call in at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. John, what do you think about my comments that I made about the prison system?
Well, once you've got kind of in the court system, it's not always what it seems to be. The judges are already, the judges and the lawyers are already in coercement together. The decision is already made. Court is just a facade of a showpiece. There's reasons why certain people are picked up and why some other people, an example, the people want my farm in my area, and it was actually perpetrated from a prison guard or supervisor that he's telling my realtor not to sell my land because they've arranged for me to go out of business and get and be able to buy what I have for, you know, pennies on the dollar. And so here we have a situation where I have an insurance fraud. I'm being attacked in several different ways, including the IRS and the state tax department. My stance is strong, but when it gets said and done, the powers to be want my land. It's not that I'm a tax evader, but they're making me a tax evader. You know, that's what they're going to label me with. And so all these people that go to jail, and it's the same thing as in our country right now. Why are they doing these things right in our face and being so vile and violate our rights and our godly rights? Myself, I feel that they're trying to make us revolt and have a revolution in this country so that they can declare martial law and bring in the UN troops. there's a second agenda to everything that they're doing. It's not just what's up front all the time that you're looking at. And, you know, and people get caught in this, and there's very little defense in some ways. I mean, as you've allowed me to come on the radio program so I can perpetrate my story and help validate it, I'm giving my story to the troopers, so they're the ones that are going to be arresting me. They already have the truth in hand, so when they come, they know they're violating my godly rights and my rights by law. I mean, I've done a tremendous amount of setup to try to protect myself, and I'm also trying to, I pray at the courthouse for the courthouse to become just again in truth and in righteousness. I try to work with the people that are violating me. You know, as our souls are responsible, I'm pointing these things out for our leaders that think that they're just either going to get away with this or whatever, but I feel a lot of them are puppets of some other control factors. And if we can bring truth into their minds of what is really going on, maybe we can change what's going on and try to make them better, so that we can start making everything else better. But it's all of us working together. It's understanding and bringing the science of, it's like there's free energies, there's pollution-free energies to start letting the trees grow better again, there's free food. We have all these things that can be brought into context.
Well, in the next hour, we're going to talk about this free food situation, because there's an epidemic with food, and we're going to talk about that in health when we go to the next hour here. But the thing is, again, the judicial system and process has become corrupted. When it was Gaylord in Illinois, it was corrupted then. It cleaned up a little then, and then the infestation began, and that's where we lay right now. They have criminalized people that are in bankruptcy court. They have criminalized people and made them impossible for them to pay their student loan back. You think about your child out there is paid, and how much have you paid into his student loan to go to school to get a you know, a higher degree of learning, to get jobs and money? And that source right now is not as readily available. So when they graduate, the jobs are not there. So when they come out of the colleges and they graduate within a certain time frame, their loan becomes due. They have to pay it back, and they have no job. You can't bankrupt yourself on a student loan, so that's another measure of criminalization. Okay, if you come from another country, you can file bankruptcy. If you're a big corporation, you can file bankruptcy with no stop and no measure against you. But if you're the little guy and you file bankruptcy because you have no more assets and money, and you weren't bad, you tried to pay your bills, you tried to take care of your debt, but you couldn't because you were criminalized because you don't have a job, and then blackballed or worse. Those people now are in this process, too, to be criminalized and set up to go to jail. Now, the prisons themselves are in horrendous shape. What they're doing right now, they're experimenting on prisoners with medicines that they're experimenting currently on us, but they're much high-tech in the types of meds they use because they become like rats in a lab. Who else is like that? Our military men that are going overseas. They get experimental drugs, too. They're no different than prisoners. Then what do? They pay them little or nothing in the prison. So these prisons, I saw, John, over the past, since 1985, they started privatizing prisons and had massive amounts of people creating prisons all over the area where they were putting these things together through privatized firms, then setting up so that they would have huge capacity for people to be jailed. Now, isn't this an interesting scenario that they put together? And by the way, where are all those homeless people? Are they in the prison system that they set up? We're going to talk more on this when we return here on RBN Live and the D.M. Burley Show. Callers, 800-313-9443. We'll be back after this break.
Come on. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites Congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, we're back, and it's Deanne with Late Night with Deanne here on RBN Live. Come and visit my broadcast on Truth Radio from Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then, in addition, folks, we're in on In Your Face Radio. That's going to be on every night that I'm on. It comes out of Buenos Aires in Argentina. We're going to be broadcasting simultaneously with them. I'm also on another broadcast called Blog Talk Radio. That's inclusive. We have another broadcast hour that we're working on, probably 5 o'clock Monday through Friday. We're going to add another broadcast in. In addition to it, I'm going back on television, folks. I'm banging up a huge network because the bottom line is if they down anything, I'm going to come up with something else because I want to spread this word of truth. And the only way we can do it is make sure that we have a live feed to the people. Indies is very important to us, so support John Stadtmiller and the RBN radio broadcast here. Also support Truth Radio over there with our boss there. Boy, my mind just went. John, Richard Palmquist, and also, again, Indies is the way. The way and path to the truth. We investigate. I investigate beyond investigation. I've been told that many of the listeners out there are from, you know, various government agencies. They listen, and they're trying to figure out how I know. And the thing is that I'm old school. And the thing is that this stuff, and again, if you think about what I'm saying, those out there that work for these agencies, they will do the same thing to you. They will compromise you because you can be replaced. Look at the guys that got killed down there in Waco. Three FBI agents and a hail of bullets in a room filled with tear gas, they're dead. And countless other people that work for the FBI. Look at John O'Neill. Look at the other ones. So do you think you're expendable? No. They can expend you in a second because the bottom line is that they want an agenda done, and does your life count in this? No, I think not. Now, going back to what we were talking about before the break, the situation in court, currently, and as of last week, I had reports that there are prison riots in the state of Indiana, and they heard also are going to expand these prison riots all the way into the spring because of the condition in regards to health, sanitation. Right now, there's a number of the prison guards that are formerly with ROTC or the National Guard, and they're being sent over to Iraq. So the thing is that, folks, this thing is opening a whole new door up to prison riots. In fact, that people might be ending up escaping from these prison resources because of the fact that they have cut back on so much. In Cook County, they had huge budget cuts because they said they could not afford a lot of the things in the judicial system. One of the things they cut out was the court reporter. So a very necessary advocate for you when you want to move to the next higher court to complain about a process or proceed that a judge had rendered in regards to your decision. Without the transcribers there, what proof do you have of that happening? Say, hearsay evidence that could be kicked out of the court. This is how bad this is. John, do you want to make a comment here?
Well, when I was in court, they changed my minutes of court. So, I mean, they don't want to admit it. They're not letting me back to court. I mean, everything's being orchestrated. In my situation, I had my very first lawyer lied and lost stamp documented evidence for 7 months. My second lawyer said there was no reason for an appeal when there was new evidence. My third lawyer, which was a specialist in appeals lawyering, and they had changed the minutes of court, so they did testify to a document that got turned in the middle of court, but it was supposed to be in color, and I was asking for that report in color. He just refused to get it, and so did my second lawyer. And so anyhow, they both said there was no reason for an appeal, and I finally got the information on my own. So anyhow, the minutes of court were changed in several ways. They said that a gentleman had actually recognized another gentleman's handwriting from 10 years before, and because the gentleman had said he'd done two reports and we caught him in a lie in the middle of court, and that was one thing my lawyer did do for me, and he admitted it, they changed that admission to a non-admission and then to the other gentleman saying that he recognized his handwriting, and which was just a stupid statement. I mean, you can tell it was intersected.
Well, you can see those things you're talking about is rendering a fraud on the court. And the thing is that the judicial body, upon hearing a fraud on the court, is supposed to act based on the laws or rules in the books. All this stuff, by the way, is called rules, by the way. And they're supposed to abide by these rules, but do they? Do they really do that once they get in office? Is it not a situation they got your tax money, so now it's kind of like, you know, hey, okay, guys, what are you going to do? You can't get us out now. Now, I have a caller, John. It's Larry out of Illinois. I don't know if this is for my friend, Larry, but Larry, are you there?
Yeah, Deanna.
Hey,
this is Larry from McHenry.
Oh, hi, Larry. How are you doing? I thought it was you.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in.
Well, I listen almost every week, but I was just curious, when is this rally that you're going to have? What, do you have the dates on it?
Well, the which one, the POW one, or the one that's coming up regarding the September 11th thing?
September 11th one.
The September 11th one we're having in Millennium Park in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to be on May 11th, and we probably might do it at 2:30 in the afternoon. So once we have it there, we're going to, you know, if you have friends and you want to come, mm-hmm. please come down and join, because I'm going to be there. I'm going to speak, and we're trying to gather as many people, because we're going to develop a forum to have on a continuous basis in the Chicagoland area. So, again, that's going to be on May 11th from, I think, 2:30 is when I was told, in Millennium Park down at, I think it's called Orange something there. We're going to meet there, and we're going to discuss the facts of 9/11 and get to talk to people to answer their questions and concerns to want to know what the real facts were.
Oh, that'd be cool. When are you planning on getting your TV show back on?
Oh, okay. I'm going to have my TV show back on probably in the next couple of months, and it's going to be weekly. It's mm-hmm. going to be broadcast out of the network of, you know, the cable network out here. Then also I'm going to go on AM radio out here and tie this into that as well. Because, again, I think this information that we have needs to expand out. And, Larry, I just want to ask you, what do you think about the broadcast? And I would like you to critique it. You know, if you see something that you don't like, please tell me.
I always enjoy listening to you. I think, number one, you're from the Chicago area. Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me? Can you hear me here?
Hello,
John?
I hear you.
Oh, okay, I thought it went blank there for Mary. Larry, are you still there? Larry? Did we lose Larry?
Apparently.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we lost Larry. If you're out there, Larry, call back. But, John, tell me, you know, you heard what Larry said, and that's encouraging, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'm not from the Chicago area, but... You know, there's so many things going across the states that I'm hearing and seeing that are all tying together. And again, it's like with the court system. I've caught them cheating. I've turned it into the Bar Association. The Bar Association finds nothing wrong. I've gone to other regulatory agencies. They find nothing wrong, even though it's right in their face. And so we've got this huge corruption going on of, I don't know what you would call it. It's a conspiracy. And if you're not where they want you to be, they're not going to help you. And they'll conspire to put you down and do everything they have to shut it down. And so they're being directed. They're not. It's not just, you know, these people. You can hear them in their voice when they're talking with you. They're not happy with what they're doing. It's like I told the IRS. I said, you know, the people that were killed in the Twin Towers, 132 of them were IRS agents. And this was an inside job. How come they didn't warn you to be out of there? How come they didn't close the store down that day for you? You know, your own employees are on the upper management are helping to kill you. And they just didn't want to believe that at first, but it's like the information I gave them was so solid. And I gave them, you know, I said, you don't have to believe me. You can go research this yourself. And, you know, as they hear this, it just floors them. So anyhow, again, we have things going on to where they're compartmentalizing in our area just this week. Cornell University is saying that they're going to sell the farmers' land because the farms are going down, and they're going to make the land sale a good sales structure in the community so that it's the most plus thing for the community going. They're not worried about the farmer makes money. They're not worried about the realtors that would sell it normally and have a job of selling it to make their money. They're going to step on everybody's toes, go in there, take their cut out of it, and then orchestrate the use of the land because they know more, which is a crock. And but here we have, again, an orchestration of government stepping on toes of the realtors, and we are going to, you know, it's the same as in World War II, where first the Jews were hit, then they went to the Protestants, and they were right up through to the, or not the Jews first, but the Gypsies, and then right up through. And, you know, it wasn't so clean cut to where you could, understand what was going on. It was a situation to where there's things happening and you wonder what happened. But all of a sudden there's an orchestration that you're shut down, you're taken over, and you're being dictated to. And it's like, well, what did I do? Well, how am I being criminalized? And we're seeing that today in this country.
Well, the thing is, the criminalization is going on in rapid proportions all over the place. And people out there, if you don't believe me, just ask some people that. And I would say out of a neighborhood of 100 people, you're going to find at least 30 that have been criminalized. And the criminalization could be from traffic. They can be criminalized, like in John's case, they have property. And what they do is either come in and, you know, blatantly can take eminent domain, or it could be a situation where someone has come in and fraudulized information of ownership to your property. That goes on in Chicago a lot. And then when this thing happens, they basically come back and say, well, we're going to handle that when you call the police or call the attorney general or these offices. They don't handle it. I was told by somebody, in fact, that they don't have to handle it. They don't have to handle criminal activities. There could be two exact parallel cases going on at the...
Are you okay? Deanne?
Hey, John, just keep talking. Hold on.
Okay. I think we got cut off here with Deanne there. I'm not sure what's going on here. Anyhow...
I've got Larry back.
Okay. Can you hear us, Larry? Larry.
Yes.
Great, great. I'll let you finish your statement. You were kind of telling how good our show was.
Well, I was just telling the truth. I look forward to Deanna's show, and I listen on RBN almost every Saturday night.
Do you listen to the Don Truth Radio at all?
Do I listen to what?
Truth Radio at all?
I used to, and then I kind of like RBN. So I listen over the internet.
Sure.
So it's easier just to have like a couple of stations to bounce around on the internet.
Oh, sure. Well, I myself don't have the internet where I work, so I have to listen to the shortwave.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the day of what I can listen to, and it also depends on what I'm working to, where if I'm able to listen or not. So there's lots of days where I miss a lot of things, and then, you know, some days I'm able to throw the radio where I'm at and be able to hear a few of the stations, at least some of it, and keep myself abreast. But, I know myself, and I know Deanne is basically, we've been just violated terribly, and it's just put the drive into us to try to get the information out. And I'll be honest with you, until about 2 years ago, I thought I was all by myself. You know, I was fighting things and doing through the orchestration of the infrastructure, and I was getting beat down and didn't know why. And then all of a sudden I discovered shortwave, and I just realized, since then it's been this huge education of phenomenal information. And I mean, you were talking with upper people of echelon of scientists and leaders and military personnel and you name it. You don't have to be a leader have good information. Different people have different experiences, and they can point it out. It's like a lot of local people are recognizing that they're bringing in buses into their local townships, and all these buses are being federally funded, and they're getting big money to run these buses, but no one's on them.
Mm-hmm.
What it is, it's they're orchestrating these FEMA camps. They're orchestrating the shutdown of the American car. They're not giving you high gas mileage, which is already existent. They're going to force us to try to be, you know, a social system. And so they're setting up for it. And not only are they setting up the buses for it, because the buses will also truck us to the FEMA camps.
That's right. They're even setting up a...
So there's all this step-by-step procedure going on. And, you know, the local people are the ones that can rely on that and start reporting that. And there's different things that also... Everybody has their own niche of what they can touch to maybe start turning this around, to give information to other people, to wake people up, to maybe myself. I work in a plant that produces the material that produces pills. And, geez, are they going to give us a pill that poisons us? So as I talk to these people...
They already are.
Well, I know they are, But at the same time, I'm trying to make the people around me more responsible.
Well, John, I'm back up. My equipment went down and failed. Who's on right
we
now?
We have Larry back with us.
Oh, hey, Larry. Hi, hi. Yeah, you know, this continues. I'm just letting you know I'm here. I couldn't hear what was going on.
We're just talking about, do you work north, like on the north, northern suburbs?
Oh, me? I'm in...
No, not you, Deanna.
Oh, John?
Yeah.
John's in New York.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was going to say that you really, if you get a chance, I told you about the station KRS, and that would be, to be a guest on it, you would be really welcome there, and you would get a really fair... I think a fair hearing for, you know.
Now, this is KRS in Illinois?
Yes.
Well, we're going to a break, and we'll be right back after this break. And, Larry, thank you very much for your comments, and I'm going to give you a call next week. We will continue after this break. Callers, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
RBN Live, the Deanne Brawley Show. I'm here with my co-host, John Alastasis, and we're talking about what is going on with the judicial system, the situation with prisons, and now we're going to switch the topic again to another issue, health. Health and our well-being, that is. It's a nightmare out here, folks. It's a nightmare. What is going on currently? In the press, there have been stories running currently about the fact that they're finding plastic in our food. They're also finding out currently, today in the press, is the fact that there's some type of chemical in our water, our drinking water, that can induce a situation of a chemical imbalance similar to people having a thyroid condition. And they said it affects children and nursing mothers and et cetera, et cetera. But this is in our drinking water. Now, I'm going to start off with the plastic issue. Now, it began with a story that was talking about and targeting the issue of I am food. And what it is a pet food that they said that they made a mistake in China and put an additive in that was something that is used to form or create plastic with, or is plastic. Anyway, this material was in the I am food, and that was being investigated and mentioned, by the way, with Virginia Tech, from what I saw. There's a veterinarian college, by the way, one of the things that they specialize. And anyway, what happened was there was a huge situation of pets dying, huge information that pets had this plastic in them, and they were getting all types of things and seizures and stuff from eating this stuff. And now they're saying that same basis of material that it was found in the I am food is in the feed of hogs. The hogs that go to slaughter, that you eat your bacon and your pork chops and ham, they're saying that that has in the meat substance itself material of the same plastic. Now, I had talked to John about this other issue, and we're going to talk about it here. There has been plastic and other materials, too, that we've been eating all along. One has been cheese. Cheese, some of the cheeses that you get that are not from, natural base and things, some of those have the same, I think, type of material. They asked John about that. John, you know what I'm talking about, the plastic incident. Well, is it also in cheese as well?
Well, I think you're thinking about aluminum in cheese. They put aluminum in your pizza cheese to make it more stringy, and there's all sorts of aluminum which creates Alzheimer's. You have it in your chemtrails, you have it in the soaps, you have it in your antacids, you have it, and like when I say you have aluminum in your soaps, people don't realize the absorption. Most of your body will absorb through your skin much more readily than in your respiratory system, much more readily than it will through your digestive system. So you can drink a glass of chlorinated water, won't impinge you as much as taking a shower in chlorinated water. And so anyhow, you have things like that to go on, but phenol A in plastic is deadly, deadly, deadly. We have a tremendous amount of it. We have it in plastic cups. You have it when you do not put anything in a microwave and microwave it in plastic, because it just puts that phenol A into your food product, and there's just so many toxins from it, it's unreal. And I hear the music, and we'll be right back. It's the Deanne Brilley Show on truthradio.com. And RBN Live is what we're on. I'm sorry.
I do that, too. 800-313-9443. Please call in.
With recent